She opens like a shoreline. At low tide, everything exposed and still speaking. Holland's Pliny arranges the world upon the sand. With a patient hand, shells for syllables, weeds for conjunctions, a dead starfish for the full stop. That is never quite final. I walk within the alphabet and it knits itself under my feet. Brisk as surf. Ocean is the first entry and the last. Between them is a bestiary of decisions. He begins with the moon's rope upon the waters. She draweth, saith he, and therefore we come and go without consent. I feel the pull in the gums and the groin, a law older than ink. The sea lifts its shoulder and I am lifted with it, a marginal note stuck to a strong page. Far out the giant rolls, consenting to be counted as one among the natural histories. Balena, he writes, mount with a throat. I taste the old oil on the word and the word warms in the mouth like bread. Around the mountain swim precise furies, orca, the butcher black blade wreathed in winter breath. Delighting in the calf Pristis, the saw with its patient argument Ixifias, the sword that would punctuate the world Achaeans, small arrester of voyages, which stayeth a ship with no more than a thinking mouth. I love the remora for its polite tyranny. I have been held so by a palm at the breastbone that said, weighed in a grammar beyond obedience. The ship stood quiet as a sin remembered at the right time. When little fish let go, we had learned a new definition of speed. Pliny plucks marvels like cockle's amber. Succinum, drawn from the German sea as if the pines themselves had learned to weep into permanence. He sets it in the sun and the sun applauds with bees. I roll a bead upon my tongue and it gathers straws of memory. Tiny grasses of yesterday's voice. The lint of hands that touched and withdrew. Purple too, the grave dye, pressed from the murex's throat. As if speech itself could stain cloth. He tells how one dog, biting a shell upon the shore, stained his lips and led a king to royal garments. I think of the whale's lamp, the way color spilled inside me when its breath laid a shawl on my face. The robe was not for rule, but for confession. The catalogue grows intimate sea hair, deadly to kings and to women with secret sea mouths. A velvet curiosity that teaches us the politics of shimmer seahorse. It steps like a letter learning to be a number. Remedies follow, the calm delight of them. Oil of dolphin against creepings. Ash of cuttle bone to polish the tooth. The vinegar that breaks the stubborn pearl so a widow may drink her husband's last gift and finally sleep. Try these on the tongue of thought. Each works with a gentleness that would embarrass steel. He writes that pearls are conceived when the shellfish gape at heaven and swallow dew. I lie on the warm rock and open my mouth to the night. The dew enters as a cool lover, and the throat closes with courteous surprise. In the morning there is grit beneath the tongue and tenderness at the root of words. When I speak, a small weight rolls there, lustrous as refusal. I keep it. I do not sell. The sea approves this poverty.